Have you ever noticed how some people radiate joy even amid life's challenges? Annie F. Downs has mastered this art, becoming a beacon of authentic fun in a world often too busy to notice small moments of delight. Her perspective is revolutionary. Fun isn't frivolous, but rather a spiritual practice, a glimpse of Eden in our broken world. This message arrives precisely when we need it most, as burnout rates soar and mental health concerns escalate. Through personal stories and profound insights, she invites us to rediscover the childlike wonder that gets buried under adult responsibilities. Those simple pleasures we experienced as children, riding bikes down gravel driveways, catching fireflies in summer twilight, building fort cities from cardboard boxes, weren't just pastimes, but glimpses of pure joy. As adults, bills, careers, and mortgage payments obscure these uncomplicated pleasures. Yet fun appears in various forms throughout our lives if we're looking. In movie theaters that transport us away from heartbreak, in spontaneous kitchen dance parties, and in the quiet satisfaction of creating something with our own hands. There's a crucial distinction between escapism and genuine fun. Annie's instinct when facing difficult emotions was to run. She'd hop flights to Paris after breakups or book spontaneous trips to London when overwhelmed. But experience taught her that geographical solutions rarely solved emotional problems. The same anxieties that plagued her in Georgia followed her to Greece. True fun doesn't leave you feeling empty. It fills you up. It's about moving towards something life-giving rather than running away. The difference becomes clear when we examine what energizes rather than depletes us. Activities that make you lose track of time and leave you feeling more alive, whether reading in a sunlit corner, hiking a trail, or laughing with friends, aren't mere distractions, but soul nourishment. They connect us to something deeper than momentary pleasure, revealing our authentic selves beneath our roles and responsibilities. When was the last time you experienced pure joy rather than just temporary relief? The word amateur has become an insult, yet its true definition is beautiful. Someone who engages in an activity for pleasure rather than professional reasons. Our perfectionism kills fun in a culture that punishes mistakes. We've forgotten the joy of being beginners, trying something simply because it brings pleasure, not because we're good at it or can monetize it. Annie's podcast began as an amateur endeavor. After interviewing author Ted Decker, she taught herself audio editing through Google, edited the interview into 2 30-minute episodes, and released them. Though terrible at some aspects, she loved every second. This amateur spirit extends to other areas of life. At Disneyland with her assistant during their final work trip together, Annie embraced childlike wonder while processing grief. The teacups and Peter Pan's flight became spaces where joy and sadness could coexist. What would happen if you gave yourself permission to be terrible at something new, just for the joy of it? Annie falls in love constantly with ideas, children's laughter, movies, recipes, and jackets from Scottish shops. She feels everything intensely. Big happy, big sad, big excitement, big love. This contradicts our cultural belief that we should restrain emotions. That's not wisdom, it's fear. Fear of standing out, speaking truth, or appreciating what others might not. If you want to learn to have fun, fall in love repeatedly. Yes, it might hurt, but that racing heartbeat reminds you you're alive. After a painful breakup, Annie visited a therapeutic retreat center. Initially afraid to face her pain, she eventually believed her group leader when he said she deserved a good partner. On her final evening, walking a stone labyrinth alone, she made 2 promises. God, I want to buy a house by July, and if it would be okay with you, I want to try again. Despite heartbreak, she remained always Annie, the girl who wears her heart on her sleeve. What would change if you allowed yourself to feel fully, expressing enthusiasm without restraint and acknowledging what truly matters to you? Annie's friend Jen consistently advises her to savor this during both joyful romances and confusing relationship troubles. This doesn't come naturally to Annie, who typically allows only brief grief before her inner motivational coach pushes her forward. Our culture rewards those who quickly pull themselves up by their bootstraps, causing us to rush through life seasons rather than allowing each its natural rhythm. Like weather patterns beyond our control, we must learn to notice and savor life's changing seasons. After months of practice, Annie got "Savor This" tattooed on her arm, combining her handwriting with Jen's. During the painful process, she forced herself to practice what was being permanently inscribed, to savor even this discomfort, recognizing it as special. What moments in your life deserve more savoring? Where might you be rushing through experiences that warrant your full attention? Annie's friend Laura described their generation as the hungriest generation ever, craving not just food, but soul satisfaction. Hobbies create vital space in our busy lives, showing how good can emerge from nothing. Seeds become flowers, ingredients become soup, yarn becomes mittens. When the world feels broken, hobbies let us reassemble pieces. Annie's hobby journey has evolved throughout life. She's joined various book clubs, first with Wise 30-somethings, later hosting themed gatherings, and now in a smaller group reading about racial injustice. She learned chess from her friend Tim Shaw, a former NFL player with ALS who taught her to slow down. She returned to soccer after 20 years, crying with joy after her first adult practice. These activities aren't mere pastimes. They're markers showing who she was, is, and wants to be. What hobby might you reconnect with? What new skill might you try? Not to master, but simply to enjoy. Annie emphasizes that true fun rarely exists in isolation. While solitude can bring joy, the deepest fun experiences involve connection with others. Her podcast community shares diverse definitions of fun, from watching thunderstorms to spontaneous dance parties with children. Western culture mistakenly portrays independence as strength and needing others as weakness, when in reality, we thrive on love and connection. Annie's mini BFFs send videos saying, "Annie Downs, I love you," an unexpected answer to her prayers for love. Having spaces where you can be authentic feels almost Eden-like. Fun emerges between people, in shared vulnerability and collective joy. The invitation remains: rediscover what brings delight, embrace your amateur spirit, feel deeply, savor moments, pursue soul-satisfying hobbies, and find your joy community. These aren't frivolous pursuits, but essential practices that glimpse Eden in our broken world. Ask yourself, what sounds fun to you, and follow where it leads, knowing that pursuing authentic joy isn't childish, it's reclaiming something sacred meant for your life.